Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tamman, we got David Boucher locked in, the Panthers girls basketball coach. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Three games left here in the regular season, navigating the winter storms this week. But as of right now, Royal Valley set to play Hiawatha on Thursday night. We'll dive into that in a moment. But, Coach, Friday night you saw the defending 3A champs in Silver Lake. Eagles able to get that win. They might be playing their best basketball right now, and obviously they want to be doing that as they're trying to defend a state championship. 67-34, the final from Friday. Take us back to that one and just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from it.
Oh, man, like, they came out of shooting, and they played so – they really executed their game plan, and, you know, we were slow to respond, and but when we did, we were hanging in there with them. And then, of course, they had a player off the bench that tied a school record with 7 made threes, five in the second quarter, just went unconscious. And, you know, we had that lead down to single digits with under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And so our girls showed a lot of fight and a lot, you know, once we kind of got shocked early and we kind of settled in and, but then, you know, she just raining threes on us. And I mean, they were open, sure, but they weren't that open either. You know, sometimes that's just basketball. So we regrouped and we kept playing. I really thought if you review the film, we really played each possession for that possession, and they just happened to be better than us on Friday.
Now you get an opportunity with three games here to wrap it up again. Time of the conversation here. Everything seems to be good to go for Thursday at Hiawatha and then Friday at Perry LeCompton. Then you still get Holton next Tuesday to wrap things up. But as far as these next couple of nights, wanting to make sure that you're playing your best basketball before the sub-state tournaments next week, what's kind of the itinerary looking like here for these next couple games and these next couple of nights?
Well, like you said, everyone's dealing with this weather. When we play Holton next Tuesday, it's going to be 60 degrees. So, I mean, think about that. It's Kansas for you. You know, we're just trying to get a little bit better. You know, we're trying to focus on what we can control, which is our effort and our attitude. And I think the big key for us, and we've talked about with the girls, is just staying present in that for that next possession. Sometimes when our shots don't fall, it affects our defensive end and defensive intensity, our rebounding, and that kind of thing. And we've been working on that. I think you can see that's kind of been our biggest growth is our ability to respond to adversity. And getting better, you know. So I think that's really kind of been our focus, has been more the mental game and being able to stay present and play that next possession.
Well, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the regional tournaments, which are coming up here in the next week, and you still got three games to take care of here before we get to that point. But obviously the format is different. You know, it goes from eight-team regionals down to these four regionals with 16 teams that are broken up into two separate brackets depending on the seed. As of right now, it looks to be like you guys are in line for at least the top five seed. So obviously you guys have put together a great regular season, double-digit wins, still plenty to play for here. But just your thoughts on the new format. Do you think it's more of a positive? I feel like the majority of the coaches have thought of it as a positive, trying to get making sure we're getting the best teams possible in the state tournament. So your thoughts here and just how things are formatted now going into next week.
Well, you just said it. I couldn't agree more. If the goal is to get the best eight teams in the state tournament, then this is the best way to do it. Try to take geography and try to make geography less of an indicating factor, you know, less of a, you know, the sub-states, and where you could maybe have a couple of sub-states that were loaded, you know, and only one team comes out. And now that's and then a couple of sub-states that maybe those teams didn't deserve, you know, to make it out as much as maybe another team or two. And we benefited from that in the past, as well. So I don't want to, you know, it is what it is, and you just got to play the teams that they put you with. But I think this will give us the best opportunity to get the best eight teams, and it eliminates some of the sub-states that are, you know, maybe a little stronger than others. And that seems to happen every year. So this is a good change for us. And, I'm excited to see how it goes. It spreads the sub-state out just a little bit, you know, the regional, whatever, spreads out just a little bit more because our first round next Thursday. you know, which is a major change. So
there it is. Yeah, for sure. David Boucher, Roe Valley Girls basketball coach, joining us here. Second to last conversation with him this season. Of course, a busy stretch here between now and next week. Thursday against Hiawatha, Friday against Perry, and then at home on Tuesday next week to wrap up the regular season against Holton. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you before the Sub-State round next week.
All right, thank you.